Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We've come to that part of the Bible, that very dramatic part where Moses lifts up his rod and the Red Sea divides and the children of Israel cross on dry land. We'll read that text and then turn to Elam's notes as we continue the study of the deliverance at the Red Sea. You may want to get your Bible and turn to Exodus chapter 14. We'll read verses 10 through 14 in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read to you Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 14. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto Jehovah. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dwelt with us to bring us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we spake unto thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it were better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in this wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians, whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Jehovah will fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. We're looking at Elam's notes that he wrote for the Sunday schools of August the 1st, 1926. And he says it was on the day after the Passover the Egyptians were busy burying their dead on Numbers 33:3-4. But when Pharaoh heard where the Israelites were, he thought they'd lost their way and were entangled in the land, and the wilderness had shut them in. Repenting that he had let them go, he at once made ready 600 chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and pursued them. When the children of Israel saw that the Egyptians were marching after them, they were sore afraid, or greatly frightened, and cried out to Jehovah. Referring to this, Nehemiah says God saw their afflictions in Egypt and heard their cry by the Red Sea. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 15. The children of Israel saw no escape. Their faith in God was not sufficiently strong. They lacked confidence in His wisdom and power to save them. After all that they had witnessed of God's wisdom and power manifested in 10 plagues, it occurs to us that their faith and courage should never have failed. Yet many today, with all the wisdom and power of God manifested since then, lack faith and confidence in His ways and means of carrying out His own work through the church and otherwise. Here the children of Israel began to murmur and complain. They asked Moses if he had brought them out to have them slain and buried, because there were not sufficient graves in Egypt in which to bury them, and said to him that they had requested to be allowed to continue to serve the Egyptians. This was very cruel to Moses, as well as a lack of faith in God. They should have known that God could deliver them. But thousands today prefer to be left in sin and not disturbed by the marching orders and self-denial of the gospel. Moses' faith was unshaken. He said, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Jehovah will fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." Moses trusted in God, believed that God would save the Israelites, and spoke to them as above. Their duty was to stand still or patiently wait in faith until God should give them further directions. Rest, or as it says in the margin, be still before Jehovah, and wait patiently for him. Psalm 37 and verse 7. To stand still, when God commands that, is as much obedience to him as to go forward when he commands that. Well, God said to Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, and lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go in the midst of the sea on dry ground." One must obey God as well as pray. This is the way God saved the Israelites and the way he fought for them. He opened up the way. They had to obey. Let's talk about how God saved Israel. It is very instructive and helpful to study the wisdom and power, the means and the ways by which God saved Israel. Exodus 13:21 says, as we have learned, "Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. It was the angel of his presence with them." God sent an angel. It says an angel came and brought us out of Egypt, Numbers 20 and verse 16. This angel led them to Canaan. The angel of God's presence was in the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. Thus God went before them. His presence was clothed with this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire. The pillar removed when the angel removed. The angel removed from before the Israelites and went behind them to protect them from the Egyptians, as God had commanded him. Moses stretched out his hand with the rod in it over the sea. This rod had done wonders before when stretched out in obedience to God. What God has placed in your hands, he would have us use to his glory. Jehovah caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all night. And with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were piled up, the flood stood upright as an heap, the deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. Exodus 15 and verse 8. God clave the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as a heap, so that indeed the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Israelites went into the midst of the sea on dry ground. This was a miracle. The waters divided when Moses stretched out his rod over the sea, and again when he stretched his hand over the sea, it returned to its strength. So the inspired writers of the Bible ever speak of it. The Egyptians thought where the Israelites went, they could go, and so pursued their folly. The morning watch, it is said, at that time was 2 o'clock until sunrise. Jehovah saw the Egyptians at all times, but the expression looked forth upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of cloud must mean the destruction he visited upon them, for he discomforted them. God caused the Egyptians' chariot wheels to run off, and they drove them heavily. They dragged in the sand. The Egyptians recognized the hand of God and confessed it was useless to pursue the Israelites further. The Israelites, safe on the other side, God commanded Moses to stretch forth his hand over the sea, which he did, and the waters at once returned and overflowed all the Egyptians. They fled against it, but could not escape, and Jehovah overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. This was done when the morning appeared, and the waters returned, and covered the chariots and the horsemen, even all the host of Pharaoh that went after them into the sea. There remained not so much as one of them. Psalm 77, verses 16 through 20, describes a fearful storm of rain, whirlwind, lightning, and thunder which swept down upon the Egyptians. From all this, the Israelites were protected. The cloud which covered them was not a rain cloud. Thus Jehovah saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And the people feared Jehovah, and they believed in Jehovah and his servant Moses. It came to pass, as God had said, and the Egyptians shall know that I am Jehovah, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. Then followed the happy and triumphant song of deliverance in Exodus chapter 15. And I think I need to read that to you. Here we read that then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto Jehovah, and spake, I will sing unto Jehovah, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he hath thrown into the sea. Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. This is my God. I will praise him, my father's God. I will exalt him. Jehovah is a man of war. Jehovah is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he hath cast into the sea, and his chosen captains are sunk in the Red Sea. The deeps cover them. They went down to the depths like a stone. Thy right hand, O Jehovah, is glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Jehovah, dasheth in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency thou overthrowest them that rise up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, it consumeth them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were piled up. The flood stood upright as in heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Jehovah, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou and thy loving kindness have led the people that thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation. The peoples have heard. They tremble. Pangs take hold on the inhabitants of Philistia. Then were the chiefs of Edom dismayed, the mighty men of Moab trembling take of hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan are melted away. Terror and dread falleth upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they are as still as a stone. To thy people pass over, O Jehovah, to thy people pass over that thou hast purchased. Thou wilt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, the place, O Jehovah, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. Jehovah shall reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and Jehovah brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. Be part of our next class And we'll see how this is a type of our salvation from sin.